The oil and gas industry in Texas is booming, thanks in large part to the drilling method known as fracking. In fact, Texas oil production helped make the U.S. the largest producer of crude in the world last year. But as Jimmy Moss of member station KUT reports, for one Texas town, the boom is coming to an end.
Smack dab in the middle of Texas, nearly the geographical center, stands the town of Brady. Its 6,000 people inhabit a stretch of the Texas Hill Country with unique geology.
Sand goes back a long, long way here in Brady.
That's Tony Groves, the mayor of Brady.
Most people think in terms of fracking being a fairly new thing, but I had cousins that worked in the sand plant in the 50s and 60s time frame. So sand plants have been here for a long, long time.
The sand here has a nickname in the oil industry, Brady Brown. It's had many uses over the years, but mining operations were turned up a few notches when fracking came into vogue. Sand, good sand, is an essential ingredient for fracking.
Some people looked at Brady as a mining town, or McCulloch County as a mining town because of so much of the central steady part of the income came from the sand mines.
The success of fracking and drillers' thirst for sand brought bigger international mining operations to Brady and the surrounding McCulloch County. Some bought existing mines, some started new ones. Most bought up neighboring ranch land and deer leases for expansion. The county was eventually home to 7 sand plants, until last November.
They told everybody, no vacation, no nothing, we have the big guys coming in. So they come in, and Tuesday they told us, we're shutting down.
That's Arturo Arti Aguirre. He's lived in Brady for most of his life. He spent the last 21 years running heavy equipment in the sand mine for Unimin. A few weeks before Thanksgiving, Artie got the news that he would not be working there anymore.
So we picked up our toolboxes and our personal property, you know, lunch boxes and all that. And we had to sign papers for, you know, that we was cut from the company, you know, because they was shutting down and they shut down the doors. Packed it up, we left.
It was terrible news for the workers, of course, but this was just the beginning of a wave that would hit the rest of the county's mines. You see, there's been a shift in the fracking industry. Oil companies have started using, geologically speaking, finer, younger sand. The Brady Brown is coarser and more difficult to crush. It was the industry standard, but oil companies developed ways to do without Brady Brown, so the sand mining operations are moving west.
It's easier to get sand 5 miles than it is to get it 500 miles, and that's why West Texas built. It's easier to get that sand.
Some companies are offering Brady workers similar work in West Texas, but whether they can leave depends on their individual situation. Arti Aguirre cannot. His wife works in Brady. He has elderly family members that need his help. His severance has ended. Artie's not sure what's next.
We need jobs out here. We need something that's stable and all this, you know. And it makes it hard, you know. I don't know what I'm going to do, you know. I guess, you know, just, I really don't know.
The other day I was at Walmart on Saturday and I heard two young men talking and one of them said, well, I don't know how I'm going to make my car payment and my house payment. I haven't had a payment in so many months, you know, so it's sad. I don't know what's going to happen.
Carol Henderson lives just outside Brady with her husband of 57 years, LD. They have a small ranch off Highway 71 in Boca next to a deposit of Brady Brown sand. LD was born and raised there. And when they opened the sand mine, he was there too.
Well, LD went to work for one of them.
1958.
In 1958, and I was really happy about it.
Back then, LD had just been laid off from another job in Brady. Carol was hoping for something a little more sustainable, and the sand mine provided it. He had steady employment for 36 years, a pension, health care. Their ranch sits within minutes of most of the sand mines in the county, and now that they're closing, they've got a new problem.
Do you worry now what's going to happen to the pits and the...
Yes, they're supposed to fill them back up, leave them like they found them.
They say they'll never fill them up now. At one time, I thought there was a law where they had to fill them back up and plant trees or something, but then a fellow that worked for the sand plant said that was no longer the case.
So that'll just be a hole in the ground.
6 months ago, there were 7 sand plants operating in McCulloch County. Now, there is just one supplying sand to the Texas oil patch, and its future is in doubt. Unemployment is up. Stores and restaurants have fewer customers. Local charities are being leaned on to help, but they're without some of their biggest donors, the sand companies. People may need to leave to find new jobs. But Mayor Groves is optimistic.
We don't need to be screaming, woe is me, the world's coming to an end because the sand plant's left. What we need to be doing is saying, okay, we've got an opportunity that closed. We got new opportunities that we don't even know about yet that may make things better than they were before, and that's our approach.
One opportunity came recently when a company bought one of the sand plants for use in water filtration, saving not all, but some of the jobs Brady Brown helped create. For Here and Now, I'm Jimmy Moss in Austin.